This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, May 31. A new era begins. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 6. In those days, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Hellenistic Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them, and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the Word." This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicolaus from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. So the word of God spread, the number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. The unity of the church can be threatened in many ways, even over the distribution of food. The church was growing as a needs-meeting community of faith, and that growth brought challenges, including the challenge of overlooking. If we enter a room full of people, we usually look first for people we know. As a result, we can overlook others. The followers of Jesus knew the Hebraic widows. They were the ones connected with families that they knew or knew of, but the widows who came from Greek-speaking Jewish families were relatively unknown. So in the daily distribution of food, many of them went unnoticed and unfed. As tensions rose, the potential for church division along ethnic lines grew, so the apostles called everyone together to address this need. The apostles would remain focused on prayer and the ministry of the Word of God. 7 others would serve the needy, and it's clear from the names of these 7 leaders that they were from a Greek background. So the church's unity was restored, and its story continued. The church is still threatened if we overlook others because of ethnicity, gender, economics, or other characteristics today. May God give us eyes to see, so that the story of His church continues to His praise and glory. Pray with me. Lord of the church, may we always remember that it is Your church, not ours. Help us to live as Your witnesses. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.